Hi, this is Kelly. Welcome to the Faith Center Podcast Network. We want to be a source of hope, joy, and encouragement on your drive to work, your time at home, or anywhere in between. Be sure to like and subscribe to get all of our daily and weekly content. For more information about Faith Center and the podcast network, please visit our website, lg4square.com. That's LG, the number 4square.com. If you would like to be a part of the conversation, you can email the show at podcast@lg4square.com. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Don't worry, you'll be able to edit this out. And welcome to the Barnabas Project. My name is Sam, and this is part two of the podcast we just finished. Last podcast, right now we are in John 19 at the end of it. Are we talking about the death of Jesus? And in this one, we'll be talking about what came after. In our first part, we went through, I believe, 28 through 30, and now we're going to finish out the chapter. Yeah. But before we get into that, I think we need to reintroduce ourselves. I think the listener might... I don't know when these are going to get played back to back. It might be years in between each other.
Right.
So just to recap, my name is Sam, and I'm in the room with people I know very well.
Right.
People I have long, long relationships mm-hmm. with and will for the future.
I think we're going on 3 weeks, Sam.
Yeah, we are. But a good 3 weeks.
It's been a ride.
It's been all right. Okay. To my right.
Vanessa.
What's up, Vanessa?
Hi. She's over there flipping through her Bible.
It's mm-hmm. been nice to know you for 3 weeks, Sam. Mm-hmm.
3 weeks. Not a lot of people say that.
Nope. Hey, everybody. It's Aaron, E-Eron in the house. I'm just rolling with my homies here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I forgot my name.
What's your name?
My name is Zach.
Yeah.
I am here in the room as well.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of people who are in different parts of our church family here. We have Genesis sitting in the corners.
Yeah,
we have our 3 week old church office assistant.
Yeah.
We have the youth pastor in the room. It's a good time.
We're representation.
We are going to be doing the SOAP method. That is scripture, observation,
application.
Again, my brain wanted to say affirmation, application, and prayer. And so we are going to switch it over to Vanessa, and she's going to read it out for us.
Okay, so we are starting in talking about the death of Jesus. Our last podcast, we were talking about they gave him the sour wine, and then he said it is finished. So starting in John 19, 31, since it was the day of preparation, and so that the body would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had come to be crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he would know the telling of the truth, that you also may believe. For these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And again, another scripture says they will look on him whom they have pierced. After these things, Joseph... Oh, I didn't realize I had to say it. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea...
Oh, hold on.
That was pretty good.
I know.
Arimathea.
After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away the body. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds worth in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloth and with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in this place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had been yet laid. So because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there.
Thank you so much for reading all that.
Yeah, that was awesome. So I found it interesting that Jesus fulfilled not just the 48 specifically messianic prophecies. He fulfilled more than 324 individual prophecies that related to the Messiah. So that's pretty awesome.
Whoa.
So today we're going to talk about some of these prophecies. We're just going to go over a few. We're going to talk about the account of John. But listener, I would encourage you to also research and look at all the accounts that point to Jesus in these prophecies. Really dig in.
That's good.
Jumping off that, all the prophecies he fulfilled. It is amazing just to see how the Bible is perfectly made and that there's a perfect plan taking place. We see in verse 30 that he gave up his spirit. So he's, I'm doing the quotations, dead. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be talking about the not one of his bones will be broken. It is super interesting because he gave up his spirit, but the other two guys are still alive. We don't know, but the custom is to just let them stay there until they're dead. But Passover's coming up and they want to take down these guys because it's an eyesore. So they break the bones in their legs in order for them to die quicker. But Jesus has already given up his life, so they don't break his bones. And it's super cool to see that this prophecy is being fulfilled by people who don't even understand what's going on. They're just it's not some like programmed into people's brains or anything. Like, this is just random guys who are fulfilling prophecies that have been spoken about Jesus.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Super cool.
I think it's crazy because I think a lot of times we think it's going to be like, and it is, I should say that first, that a lot of times we have the prophecy where a dove comes from heaven and, you know, we hear the voice of the Lord and it's just a really big thing. But a lot of times when prophecy was fulfilled, it was a very passive thing where it just kind of happened, but it aligned perfectly with what was spoken centuries ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the references are Psalm 34:20, Exodus 12:46, and then Numbers 9:12 is where the no bones shall be broken comes into play. But it's just super cool that he gave up his life so that his bones won't be broken.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. We were talking about the significance of him giving up his spirit. And even in his second closest to death, he knew it's time to give up my spirit because my bones haven't been broken yet. Mm-hmm. Just amazing.
Yeah.
So even after he gives up his spirit, he's still completing prophecies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, yo, John, take care of my mom. Yeah. Hey, guy on my left, you're going to see me in paradise. Like, he's doing work up there.
Oh, yeah.
When he didn't need to be, you know? It's just classic Jesus. What I want to talk about is our two guest appearances. And I think a couple podcasts ago, I referenced that I find it really interesting in the story of John, where we see a lot of side characters come into play.
Yeah.
And we definitely see these two side characters come into play when we see Joseph of Arimathea.
Arimathea.
Are you guys mad at me? Sounds like you're mad.
Aaron mad.
Arimathea.
Arimathea. Joseph of Arimathea. I'm just going to call him Joseph. We have Joseph and Nicodemus, two people who've been in other stories. Mm-hmm. I just want to give some little shout out to Joseph. Joseph was called the secret disciple of Jesus. He was there in Mark. It talks about how he's a member of the council. In Luke, it talks about how he's a suggested member of the great
Sanhedrin.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sanhedrin. Thank you, Zach. And how he held high office and was able to talk to Pilate about gaining access to Jesus' body. Because in customary with the cross is they don't take down the bodies after they die. And it was custom for them to leave it up so it would slowly decay and birds would eat it and all these things. But it was the Passover and nobody wanted to see that stuff during the Passover. It was something that might have sparked them to say, hey, like that sort of conversation easily could transition into Joseph coming in and saying, hey, could we take the body? Mm-hmm. And it's not said in this, but it's assumed that they actually took him down off of the cross, him and Nicodemus, and took him off and took him to that place. Because it doesn't necessarily say like, oh, like the soldiers did and all those things, but it is presumed that they did. And they brought a ton of stuff. So we talked about Joseph and we have Nicodemus too, who is another character who has shown up a couple of times. And we have these two men who are these side characters hanging out and giving a resting place for Jesus. And this is in a garden. And it's also, I don't know if it says any here too, so I'm sorry, but this tomb belonged to Joseph. This is his own tomb that he owned. And so that he gave his tomb so that he could, and it wasn't, no one had been in there. No one, it hasn't been a used tomb. It was a new tomb in a garden. And I think you had something.
Yeah, so that is also one of the prophecies from the prophet Isaiah. In Isaiah 53, verse 9, it says, "And they made his grave with the wicked and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth." One of the prophecies that Jesus fulfilled in his death was he was to be placed in a rich man's tomb. And it being in a garden, it being brand new, having never been used before, along with the amount of spices that was brought to prepare Jesus's body. Yeah. These are wealthy men.
Yeah.
To have a brand new tomb, not only just in a side of a mountain, but in a garden. Yeah. And yeah. then the mass amount of spices and herbs that were brought.
Yeah.
These wealthy men have significance in the burial of Jesus.
Right. And that's so interesting to see. They knew what was up. And they took the time to take down the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Give it a proper burial. Joseph even gave his own resting place to him.
Yeah.
This is very interesting.
And not to be overly gruesome, but just, again, the humanity of Jesus. We know he was beaten. His body was in very rough shape. And so what a task that this would have had to be. But he did it with such honor.
Yeah.
And how Pilate allowed it. We keep seeing Pilate in the last couple of chapters, but like Pilate was the one who gave permission for this, you know? And I bet that kind of was like frustrating to the Jewish leaders, you know, of like, what are you doing? Yep. Shouldn't we make the call, you know? But no, Pilate said, I mean, he put the sign up there. He knew what was up.
He's been on Jesus's side.
Yeah, it's true.
Essentially.
Yeah, I find it interesting that when Jesus was born, he was born in a manger and became lowly. And now we see him in this tomb that has never been laid by anybody else. It's holy. It's kept holy for Jesus. And, you know, what you guys mentioned about just all the fragrance, it being in a garden, it's beautiful. It's just kept as this just holy place. So Jesus in this moment is just lifted high. He's glorified. You know, his life, he just demonstrated humbleness coming, being born in a manger. And now we see this side of him too, of like his power and his glory and majesty.
That's cool. I really like that. You said that in the beginning of the podcast. I was like, oh snap. That's good.
I think it's kind of funny that Jesus is going to be in Joseph's tomb, but I mean, spoiler alert, we know what happens in the next chapter.
Don't spoil the next podcast.
Sorry, but it's not for very long.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I just.
Yeah. Yeah, when we were discussing how to do the two podcasts, we really wanted to make sure we showed some really clear understanding of why this happened and understanding of what is being said in John and the prophecies that we're seeing fulfilled in John, because we really want to keep to the core of it. Because we can make a whole different podcast about all the different things, all the actual texts and all the XX texts and all the thoughts and all the theologians and a lot of different things. But when we get to the core of it, we see our Savior, both human and God, sacrifice himself and laid to rest in this tomb and what we just read. But what are some applications for you guys? I say we skimmed a good surface of the fullness of what's going on. And I feel like we really laid it out for everyone. But what are some applications we could take from this? I think one is that I want to be called a secret disciple of Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, the one that Jesus loved. That'd be
I know. I want some cool titles from Jesus too. Most beloved. Yeah, what were something you noticed?
Sam, what was it? Mostest, highest. What are you? the mostest, highest?
Yeah, the mostest, highest.
The mostest, highest Sam.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of what I said before, like, just we see all the attributes of Jesus, just him coming and being humble, and just now he's lifted up high, and there's still more to come. You know, we know that this isn't the end. You know, he's buried, and the Jews are ready. They're like, in 3 days, he said he was going to raise again. So the Jewish men, I can't remember what they're called.
Disciples?
No. Anyway.
The Pharisees?
The Pharisees. Thank you. The Pharisees, you know, had Jesus's tomb protected because they knew that he said he's going to raise again in 3 days. And so Mary Magdalene and his mother, Mary, you know, regarding it. So this isn't the end. So it's just exciting to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
I think Vanessa said it really well in our part one of like there's this moment of like, it's almost like an end of like a season of a show where you're like, how, what's going to happen? You know, cliffhanger.
Yeah.
But like, that's not the end of the story. And that's not the purpose of the story. The fullness of it is in the next season. We see the fulfillment of Jesus does raise again. We do get to see the fullness transformative of the cross, that sin is no more. And we have a connection with the Father, and we get to see that fullness of that story. But today we get to really be in that in between of, I mean, imagine, I mean, the disciples, Joseph, Nicodemus, mom, and everyone just in this moment of, how is this victory? You know what I mean? Idea.
Yeah. I think a takeaway for me was how we kind of highlighted the breaking of bones. Like, that wasn't just a coincidence, and how the supernatural, yes, we want to see signs and wonders, but also like that's supernatural. Mm-hmm. Just that to them, that was just a minor detail, but to the prophecy, that was those prophecies fulfilled as everything. And so, yeah, I guess like a takeaway in like today for me would just to be just to trust God that even in the fine details, there's the supernatural going on. There's a bigger plan that it all adds up, you know, and today we can focus on the fine details, but there's a bigger picture and we might not get to see it for years and years and years later, but it's encouraging that God is in the details.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Well said. That's exactly what I was trying to formulate.
There we go.
But you said it way better than I could. So yes.
When I was researching this, I found this really cool, like this guy named Tasker made this really cool observation about it. And it says, the fall of the first Adam took place in a garden. And it was in a garden that the second Adam redeemed mankind for the consequences of Adam's transgressions. I think that's where I want to leave us today. I think where we are going to leave this story today is just that it's done, that it is finished, in that your sins and those things were dealt with in that time by Jesus on purpose. It wasn't a passive experience. He took it on in its fullness and declared victory in it. And he gave up his body and his spirit in those moments. And we got to see the fulfillment of prophecy secondhand. And we got this like by just life happening. And so, listener, we encourage you to go read the other accounts, because there's a lot of other things happening.
Oh, yeah.
We got some things happening in the temple. We got some other things.
Yep.
Please read all the accounts, because there's so much more of just looking out through this view of the story. There's all these other different views and things happening.
Different views and different prophecies being filled in other places.
Yeah. And it's just really cool to read. So we just encourage you to do that. We hope that this sparks some interest in you and some intrigue to go dig into the word.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap up with that. And so we hope you have a good rest of your day, and we look forward to seeing you in the next John.
Thank you for listening to the Faith Center Podcast Network. Be sure to follow and subscribe for daily and weekly content. Once again, if you would like more information about Faith Center, you can visit lg4square.com. That's LG, the number 4square.com. And you can email the show at podcast@lg4square.com. Thanks for listening, and God bless.